everywhere.
It was on
your... cooked it like these machines. You couldn't tell the difference.
She was, you say it was your grandmother on your mother's side?
On my mother's side. She didn't work in the field.
She was, what did you call her? You said she was a... I didn't hear
A maid, housemaid.
Housemaid, I see. So she wouldn't know anything about
the farm. Didn't know nothing about it. Oh, much. My grandfather on my mother's side had to do the gardening, and she didn't know anything about it. No, didn't pay no attention to it. Mm-hmm. All she thought was when they kill geese, they kill ducks, she saved the feathers. She's crazy about feathers. She had 40 feather ticks. It needed iron about 60 days in August. But I was a boy, and I just used to straw. Nothing like that sage grass. That's what I raised about sleep. Go and cut it, and you get 2 or 3 days old, all spurs. That you just sleep all the day in that.
Could I go back and ask you some questions about what you remember your mother used to have in the kitchen? How would she boil cornmeal? How would she boil it, or how would she cook? Would you explain the different things?
Cornmeal?
Yes. Or how would she cook on the fireplace? Would you explain that?
She cooked on a stove. Did cook on the fireplace.
Yes, or on a stove, either one. Well, I'm just interested in what you remember.
Well, sometime when just sitting around the fire in a cold spell, and just round there, and didn't have too much to cook, had some leftovers, you see. Mm-hmm. We always ate some kind of meal 3 times a day. In these cold spells in the wintertime, they'd be sitting around the house, reading books, playing checkers, and having fun. They may not get up and go in the kitchen, why it wouldn't be fire all day. They may not need nothing but some cornbread. They'd have a big old 2-gallon pot. They put on greens or meat or whatsoever they would have 2 or 3 of those pots.
Nice.
You'd have a pot of greens. You may have a boiled turnips. Mm-hmm. But they was left over. Mm-hmm. Well, the next day, it'd be lazy. They didn't want to eat or throwing them out. You get at the fireplace. You just get to make up some meal. 2 or 3 eggs in the bread. And cook it on the fireplace.
I see.
You had one of these old things you call the oven. Legs on it about that long. Rake out some of those, get a shovel or 2 of those live coals, put out there, set that on top of it and put your bread there, same as baking in a stove. Mm. Sometimes it seemed you didn't want quite as much, be in a little bigger hurry. They had what you call, I think you call them bakers. A little old shallow skillet. Shallow, ain't no, about a 1/2 inch up or so. I've seen them put that on the coal and get it hot, put grease in it, pour your dough down on that, shake it out level. A few minutes it's done baked on that side, you have to turn it over. I think they call them bigger. I've seen them that done that so much, you could just turn it over and catch it, you know. Wouldn't have to take a knife and then take a knife and run over and pitch it up and set the skillet on it and let the other side cook.
What would you use then to eat?
Plates. China plates.
What did you use to eat with?
Your greens.
Well, anything. What did you hold in your hand?
Knife and fork.
And there's spoons, different kinds of
spoons. Spoons, same kind we got now.
Same kind.